my thing to sleep overnight with if I had known.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, we've got.
Let me jump on here. Let's state that station two.
Judy, I've noticed something.
Yes.
That since you left California, yes. Looks like this. I don't know if this happened to me. It feels like it. But as you get spiritual, as you go get more and more spiritual, the aging clock starts to reverse, and you look younger and younger. And you do look younger. Maybe I do too. I don't know, but so.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We're dating, regenerating, and initiating into immortality, which is death code's been released. So it's quite wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And
you always look the same, Ted. I think you giggle every day a lot because one of the things that keeps you young, right?
Well, my friend Plutian Admiral Halosaurus, he says he likes my earth humor. And I said that it took me 52,000 years to get to this point where you get a certain amount of cynicism about things that you can't get on other planets, but you get it here.
Right. You always look great. So.
Oh, you're so kind. Thanks.
All the years I've known you. So.
Well, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Well, I can't say too much about it. We're recording now, but I think that we will be neighbors here sooner than you think.
Okay, almost there, almost there.
Okay.
Thank you, Evans. Forgive me. Yeah. This just takes a little longer because
that's right.
Set yours in the system.
That's fine.
Doing that now. There we go. And. Oh boy, always fun.
Don and
always fun here. Let's
Judy,
do this.
Judy, yeah. Don and Doug moved to just outside. They're just outside Houston now.
Oh.
They're in Texas. They left Bay Area, I don't know, 2 years ago, I think, or a year ago.
Well, enjoy the area.
Nobody's going to be left living out there on the coast anymore.
Rock and roll.
I know. With the Stargates. That's what Grandma Chandra told me after I moved here. She said, you're here working with Stargates.
Really? Okay, just so you know, we're ready to rock.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and play the music and then I'll make an intro.
You got it. We're going to start. 5 seconds. Have a great show. Here we go.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and this is we're on now broadcasting on BBS Radio 2 because we ran out on BBS Radio 1. And Don was so nice to let me have this second venue for my great friend, Judy Kelly. Judy, it's so good to see you today.
It's so wonderful to be here. And I'm so grateful to touch the hearts of all of those that are here on the call. You're here by divine appointment. We all agreed to get together before we were all born. And here we are.
Well, today's show should have somewhere a little over 90 million listeners. It's a new record. We jumped 5 million since last weekend.
Bring them on.
Well, that's not counting the off-planet benevolent ETs is listening. Pleiadians, for example, they're all listening on board the ship right now. So anyway, but the only thing
there's three Pleiadians standing right here.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely.
Yeah. So they're right with us.
That's great. I always like to offer them some earth food, even though I know they don't usually take it because we've got a lot of stuff in our atmosphere and they have to clear it out. But maybe one of these days we'll get our act together and get some truly organic food with really vibrations on it. Well, let me just say that I'm so glad you're listening today, my friends. I consider Judy one of America's best psychics. And I swear, every time I see her now, she gets looking younger and younger. And that's true. And I think as people spiritually progress, they reverse the aging clock. So forget about those creams and, you know, the plastic surgery and whatever else you do to make yourself look great. Just get spiritual. And as you get closer to God, the clock starts to reverse. And I think that's very true. We're entering into a beautiful time in human history. We're right in the middle of the ascension. It's happening as we speak. And the negatives have been trying to stop it now, but none of it's going to work. They will all fail. And also, I wanted to tell you, Judy, that guess whose birthday it is tomorrow? He was born on May 29th, 1917, John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have a
friend, John F. Kennedy. How beautiful is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I had a little birthday segment earlier, but I wanted to share that with you. And I played his Ask Not speech along with the Secret Society speech, which talked about covert ways to try to take over the government, take over the media. And that's all happened. I mean, if you look at what's happening in our media today, the media, mostly it's controlled, and we don't really have a free press anymore. We do in the alternative press, and certainly on my show, I always like to emphasize truth. But there's a lot of going on beneath the surface. Like 60 years later, you look and it's a mess because we don't have the freedom that we should have, but that's coming back. You know, that is coming back. And well, Judy, tell me what have you been up to, my friend? I know you've been busy a lot, and it's always fun to talk to you. And there's no censorship on my show, except that you can only use up to 50 swear words per hour. That's one thing that Don and Doug have said. You know, if you go beyond 50 words, we'll have to cut the program. But, you know, as long as you limit yourself to those number of words, be all right.
Well, I don't use swear words, so we're already ahead, right?
Usually I don't either.
What I say, though, in answer to your initial comment, is giggling is really one of the greatest ways to heal and to raise your vibrations.
Really?
And laugh your little head off. And we had Buddha Wesak a week ago, and Buddha came in, and I was doing a thing with some people, and he came in and he said, I have a happy lap, and you're welcome to sit on my happy lap. And when you sit on my happy lap, my stomach rolls like Santa Claus and it tickles you. So he said, you're welcome to sit on my happy lap anytime you want.
Oh, how funny.
Whenever Buddha comes in with me, he's laughing every single time. So it really is a very important key to allowing everything in your body to work in harmony with everything else. Mm-hmm. And I was mentioning to Ted as we were coming on the show that he must be quite the giggler because he hasn't aged at all in all the time I've known him. So
Thank you.
I'll share about him. You may not know. He's a giggler.
Thank you. That's a very kind comment. Well, at my friend Palladian Admiralosaurus aboard the mothership, I go up there frequently to see him and the crew. And he it's funny, you know, I told him he likes the earth humor. And I said, well, it's taken 52,000 years to get to this point. You get a certain amount of getting jaded and, you know, life experiences here. You can have experiences on this planet you can't have on other planets, I have to admit, you know. Well,
having the opportunity to have children and having the opportunity to give birth to children is mainly a third and fourth dimensional thing. And then when you get to the higher frequencies, it's an individual experience. It isn't done the way we do it in third and fourth. So it's one of the greatest gifts is being able to have that opportunity to create in that way.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I've heard various things. LARCMA, who is it's a Pleiadian collective that Pian Cullen, my friend's channel. They were just on before you on BBS Radio One.
Oh.
Yeah, they say hi, by the way, but I thought today was a 3-hour program on BBS One, but it actually was two. So Don let me graciously, you know, let me have this extra time, you know, on BBS Two. It's all the same program anyway. But they were saying, according to their messages, that October is going to be a very special month.
Of course, it's my birthday.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's great.
Go ahead.
And they said October 22nd is a day that things will really, a lot of good things happening on the 22nd. I don't know whether everyone will win the lottery that day or what, but that's what they said. So, and I've gotten the same message, not necessarily about the 22nd of October, but October would be a good month for humanity in general. I think we're going to shift into the higher dimensions, but I'm not sure how, when, or why, or how, but I think it's going to be a good time. Do you have any messages on that, or would you like to share?
Isn't it interesting that there's three Pleiadians standing here, and the program before was them, so that makes sense, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Totally.
The beautiful thing is, and what I keep getting, is we've already reached the tipping point.
Nice. Okay.
Now it's just a question of each of us maintaining our sense of self-love. Because the answer to every issue, I don't care what the issue is self-love. And so the more you love yourself, and when we came on the planet, we were only loving ourselves 4%. And we were 95 to 96% pain, suffering, and fear.
Really? Wow.
And that's fear-based living. And when you're living fear-based living, every single time you worry, you doubt, you get anxious, you get impatient, you're frustrated. Every single time you toxic your body, and it makes you ill. And so one of the gifts I carry as a healer that was brought to my attention by the dolphins in 1989 was that I have a special dispensation of light in my throat. So the whole time I'm speaking, each person that's hearing this is receiving healing in the way that honors them. And it goes into the solar plexus, and above your solar plexus is your power center. And so it starts literally creatively removing pain, suffering, fear, disease, illness, aging, and starts clearing the throat.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people have not been able to speak our truth, and we've had to swallow our pain. So if the last couple of years you're having throat stuff, mm-hmm. that's, and I have a wonderful solution.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Michael came to me many years ago and he said, Judy, I was in court, and he said, you're not going to get your day in court. And he said, I want you to talk to the higher self of your ex-husband. I had never heard of such a thing. And so he stood behind my ex-husband and I said telepathically everything I needed to say. And then he directed me to go to Malibu in California and do a release ceremony at 10:30 at night. I was the only person on the beach at that time. And I did. And the interesting thing was, I ended up not having stuffed pain because I spoke to my ex-husband's higher self. You must be in your heart to do this. So what I'm going to suggest is for every person on the call, if you feel that you have stuffed pain, and most of us do, you go into your heart space, and you go into your heart, and it's very easy to know if you're there, because you're being divinely fulfilled. You feel absolutely supported. There's no concerns, no worries, no doubts, and no fears. And you don't look at a clock. You're 100% in the moment. And that's when you're in your heart. And you have your human heart when you're in form. You have your chakra heart when you're in form, but you have what's called your sacred heart. And your sacred heart connecting point is a little hollow space at the base of your throat. And your sacred heart is your immortal heart. It's your high heart. It's you as creator and source. It's your creator heart. So when you're in your creator heart, that's home. That's where you want to be at least 51% of your day. And when you're in your greater heart, there is a divine flow and you're in what's called your divine flow. And everything merges and happens in a harmony and balance. There's no stress and strain. Mm-hmm. When you leave your heart, your sacred heart, and you go into your head and your ego thinks that you're mortal. You're not, you're immortal. And it starts creating scenario after scenario after scenario of how to be in a constant state of confusion. What about that?
Okay.
So there's no truth in your heart. Pardon me. There's no truth in your head. There's truth in your heart. And that's where home is. So what I'd like to do, and I'm going to offer to the I Am presence of everybody on the call, to do three things that each person really would benefit from. Mm-hmm. And I'm offering your higher self so that we're asking that it be done in ease and grace and joy. So the first thing I want to suggest is you have a third eye, and that's your masculine eye. And on the crown of your head, you have a fourth eye called the moon eye. That's your feminine eye.
Mm.
I like to merge and have the part of you that's Archangel Michael come forth and merge your third eye with your fourth eye so okay. that you see through the eye of creator only the truth for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to take and offer that every organ in your body, every cell, also every disease, illness, virus, bacteria has its own consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What we want is we want to take all the consciousness of us, and instead of each consciousness going its own direction, we want to bring it together in harmony and synergy of oneness.
Mm.
So working in your betterment. And I would also like to bring in that anything that's blocking you out of concern and fear for you is lovingly released through grace and joy as you walk the gold path. Because the gold path is what's called divine consciousness. And that's why we're stepping into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace.
Makes sense, yeah.
We're stepping to being our higher self. Mm-hmm. And we have ourselves, but we're stepping into the next higher frequency of us. So that's what ascension is. We're ascending through all the layers of fear to live love-based living. And we're not here to live that 100%. We're here to have adventures. Mm-hmm. And that's what goes. So I'd like to take a moment and bring this out so that we can do this. And I just want you to put your hands on your heart. And we're offering it to your higher self through love, ease, grace, and joy in the most benevolent way or something even better. And it's different every time I do this. So here we go. So I'm calling in the part of Archangel Michael or whichever archangel you resonate with, because it's a part of you. We are all of our guides and angels. We're everything. So in this moment, I ask that our third eyes and our fourth eyes be merged into the beauty and synergy of oneness. And as the third and fourth eye merge, that this beautiful spiral of golden light is forming and is literally creating your eye that is your creator eye, and it is seeing the truth for you. And that's all you see. And so that is now a heard done. This is I'm burping because I'm clearing for everybody. It's one of the things, like a little one woman band.
All right.
So here we go. So now we're going to take all the consciousness of all your bodies, all your minds, and all your hearts, all aspects of your soul, all lives you're living in through infinity, out through infinity, and of infinity, only in the way that honors you and only in the way that blesses you to bring all the coalescing of all of the synergy. Of oneness. And everything is now, all the consciousness of you is now working in divine harmony as everything is floating around you as a golden spiral of light. And golden spiral is the blueprint for life. And you see it very clearly on seashells. So in this moment, you're bringing all the consciousness of you in every way, shape, and form to assist you to live your greatest potential for this lifetime through love, to live your divine vocation, whatever that is, and to connect to all the sacred hearts in the world you're here to connect to and inside the planet, and all the sacred hearts that are here to connect to you. And the perfect contacts and connections are made. And each of your gifts are being elevated to the golden tools and gifts and abilities, wisdom, understanding, and awareness. As this synergy is now in you, it's in your sacred heart, and you're on the lotus petals of infinity. And now your path is clearing, and the greatest wisdom of you and love is now opening your path as you open a new doorway. And we also want to invite and celebrate the gifts of the guides and angels that have been with you up till today. And for any of them that are ready to move on because they've already given you what they came to do, we invite in the new guides and angels. They're again in alignment with your sacred heart and your I Am presence to assist you from this point on to step more and more into your mastery and for you to honor the truth of who you are. And so it is, beloved, we are. Wow, it's like a big mushroom cloud I'm seeing. All the stuff.
People are really receptive to it. I can see all these hearts opening up around the planet. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect for today's show. Thank you, Judy.
Yes, and you know, I've been doing what I do for over 72 years. Since I was 3 years old. And I must say that time I'm connecting with people, it's like the first time. There's a sacredness. I see the sparkling, like right now, just like you're seeing, I'm seeing sparkling all over the planet.
Yeah, right. Me too. Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, if you're on this call, you are part of the leaders here to lead the way.
Right.
And there's things that you may have noticed, you may have experienced in your life. And this is for your own sense of self. Mm-hmm. Your light is brighter than 90% of the population. And so as we shine our light really, really bright, 90% of the population are younger souls and baby souls. And they're just as important as we are, but we're the oldest souls on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, our light irritates 90% of the population.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, we've kind of been rejected since we were children. Mm-hmm. And you know, is we've had people blame us for things we've had nothing to do with. We've had people angry at us for parts we weren't even involved with.
Right.
Times where you say hi to somebody and it appears like they walk right past you and they're ignoring you. You're invisible because your heart light is so clear that you and they don't hear you.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It's important to understand that that's changing now because now we've reached the tipping point.
Right.
And so connecting to more and more fellow ascended masters, more and more of the new children, mm-hmm. more and more kindred hearts, mm-hmm. and our spiritual families are now forming. Right. And what's showing me the last 2 years is we're starting to reconnect to the councils and the sacred groups that we've been a part of. And right now, the Order of Melchizedek is a huge connecting. And there again, you can look on the internet for Order of Melchizedek, mm-hmm. but it's very, very sacred order. And so many beings are a part of that. And Mother Mary calls us light creators.
Mm-hmm.
We were already light workers. We were the worker bees. We did all that work. Now we need to stand in our truth and be who we are. In the last 2.5 years, we've been stepping into our mastery. And that's why you may have noticed you're getting less attached and less attached and less attached to anything that's carrying the lower frequency.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You have hobbies that are out the window. You have colors that don't work for you anymore. You might look at your art and think it's drab because the vibrancy of fifth dimensional colors is extremely vibrant. and our eyes have been being adjusted to connect to fifth dimensional colors. Right. So if you do some things with your eyes, that's why. Also, your heart sings and you're known by your heart song on the other side. And that's how your soul family knows you, is by your heart song. So when you pass to the other side, it's like old home week, because all you do is change into your body, your light body, which is what we're doing now to align with. And the beautiful thing is, when you do that, you're not known by your name and you're not known by the way you look. You're known by your heart song. And your heart is the level of self-love you carry in your heart. And it's, and right now, as we are opening and remembering much more, because all of us went through what's called the veil of forgetting before we were born.
Right.
And years ago, we shifted the planet from third to fourth. So we've been in fourth now for 20 years. And the veil's been getting thinner and thinner and thinner. Mm-hmm. So you from third dimension doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
That's, and we're changing so fast that who you are in the morning is not who you are in the afternoon.
Mm, that makes sense. Sure. Right. Right.
You've already gotten everything out of the past you needed. You haven't even created tomorrow yet. Mm-hmm. You have now, in this moment, us on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, Ted, we could go in 4 minutes. We could go in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have guarantees. So you want to live and be happy now. You want to enjoy your life now. Right. This is where the power is. Mm-hmm. And the we've been raised with the idea to wait until we're retired to be happy is ludicrous.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting you say that, because I grew up in a state capital, Olympia, Washington, where many of my friends work for state government, and they tell me, gosh, I can't wait till I turn 65 or 70 or whatever age.
What I'm talking about.
When I'm going to retire. But you know what happens to a lot of them? They retire and then they die within a year or two, because their body is used to being busy all the time. And then when they stop, they think psychologically, well, that's the end, and they go. So, I mean.
In the word, Mother Mary told me there were two words she said you want to remove from your vocabulary as much as you can. Okay. The first word, work.
Work. Okay. All right.
How does work feel? I said, I've never cared for it. This was in 2007. And she said, so how does it feel? I said, it feels like have to, must, expected, should. It doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And so she said, okay, Judy. She said, how does joyfully creating feel? And I said, wow, I'm standing at the end of a cliff and I'm opening my wings and I'm flying, and it feels wonderful.
Yeah.
And so when you get up in the morning, you're not getting up to go to work. You're getting up to joyfully create your day. And she said, joyfully creating is a live word. It's got energy. Work is a dead word.
Yeah.
So she said, start removing any dead words from your vocabulary, any words that don't speak to your heart anymore, and change them for words that do. Mm-hmm. The second word was retire. And she said, the word retire means you remove all of your energy from that part of your life. And now you're just waiting to go. So the average lifespan for people who retire is less than 5 years.
That's true. And
I watched this with my own mother, and I said to her over the phone, I said, Mom, I said, you know, you really want to find something that interests you. I don't care if you take a class or find a new hobby or find a cooking class or something.
Right.
Art that you engage in that's joyful. And her attitude, I spent my whole life working. I've done all the volunteer stuff. I've done all that stuff. I just want to sit and watch television.
Mm.
Within 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, you want to keep the word joyfully creating, and you want to use the word adventure instead of retire. I just completed one adventure, and I'm so excited because I'm starting a whole new adventure. And adventure is an alive word. And I'm sure you feel the difference in retire, remove your energy from adventure. I'm here 100%.
That makes a lot of sense, frankly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, life is one big adventure, isn't it? I mean, really, when you think about it.
You know, one of the things is when you've run out of an energy, instead of trying to get back to it, understand you've outgrown the old you.
Sure.
And when it starts getting more difficult and more difficult and more difficult to be in it, whether it's a relationship or a job or a house or a group or whatever it is, when it starts getting difficult, it's you and everybody involved in that that's created it to be so difficult that you must move on.
Right, right. Okay, that makes total sense. Yeah.
You've already acquired whatever skills you need to take your next step. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you're resisting, which is fear, if you're resisting and you're forcing yourself to stay in a marriage that isn't working, or a relationship or a job or a house or a business or hobby or whatever it is, what happens is you die a little bit more every single day. And your energy field goes into lower and lower and lower frequencies, because whoever you're with, whatever you're part of, is lower frequency because you've outgrown it. And so you can't go into more of the truth and expand into who you are when you're sitting where you used to be that isn't working anymore. So instead of being afraid of that relationship coming apart or that house suddenly put on auction, or you have a hobby or you have a friend that you've had for 50 years, and suddenly anything that is not aligning with your level of self-love is leaving your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the last 5 years, if you've noticed, everything's changed. Your body chemistry's changing. Have you not noticed that certain foods you were crazy about before leave you cold? Or certain ways you used to enjoy programs or entertainment don't work anymore?
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. Right.
So beautiful thing is, and with everything going on the top of the planet, when you enter fifth dimension, you enter it sacred heart to sacred heart. And when you enter sacred heart to sacred heart, remember sacred heart here, then you see every life they're living. You see everything they're thinking and everything they're feeling.
Right.
We're also losing our third dimensional memories. We're not going in that direction anymore. So as I was starting to give you the last line, I saw the little words marching out of my mouth. Your third dimensional memories. And I had somebody as an example ask me my younger daughter's name. And I said, you know what? As soon as I remember it, I'll be sure to tell you. This means we're going beyond where we've been.
Right. Okay.
Mentioned for 20 years. We don't want to be there. Right. We don't want to be suffering and fear. So here's the good news. For those of you that are here to lead the way, and if you're on this call, you are, you wouldn't be attracted to this call if you were not.
Right.
So consequently, my guides told me a year ago, after I finished a master class, and they said, Judy, as of right now, all those that are here the way are loving themselves 79%. You've increased your self-love 75% in the last 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
We didn't increase 5%. We increased 75%.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So for the first time in our lives, we're living and love-based living. More than 1% of our day means that now we can heal. We couldn't heal before with all the toxic energy of pain, suffering, and fear being predominant in our life.
Right.
And the way we know that law of attraction is an impersonal law. It works for everybody. Mm-hmm. 100% back. Like a boomerang, every word you speak, every thought you think, every feeling you have, and every choice you make, and it comes back to you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to stop that, you have to focus on the solution, not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And having or a pattern or an addiction. Recognize it, be honest about it, but then see yourself living the opposite. Put your energy into the solution. Don't keep putting your energy into the fear, because you're just creating more pain, suffering, and fear.
Sure.
Not what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion is, and this came from Betty Boop. She came in when I was working with a client.
Oh, how funny.
And Betty Boop had on a t-shirt from the 60s. All of us little hippies will remember this.
Right.
She had a black t-shirt on that was a crop top, and it said, "Make love, not war." And it was all
that.
White paint. And then she had on a really beautiful little dancer skirt, and her feet were moving so fast, I couldn't see her feet. And so she came in and she said to this client, to remind you to celebrate you. And she said, you've been taught as a culture to celebrate everybody else. You've been taught to have parties and cake and ice cream and wrapping and cards and people clapping and cheering and hugging you. And you've been taught that you have to look for what's wrong with you, what's wrong with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not true on any level. You need to happy dance for 10 minutes a day.
Happy dance. That's cool.
I don't care how you're dancing. I don't care how your little body's moving. Just get that little wiggle in. And she said, and I'll be dancing with you. So all you want to do is call in Betty Boop, the part of you that's Betty Boop.
Betty Boop, okay.
You every day for 10 minutes a day.
Okay. Do you have her phone number handy? Let's see, her email address? No, I guess not.
And let's talk about that, because that's important. In third dimension, we're taught that there's others, and that's a lie. In your most expanded form, your pure divinity, your source, you're all that is. And what source is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And in life, no matter the molecular structure of it, is made out of energy. And so you're everything. There's nothing you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're insect, every plant, every mountain range, every cloud, every rainbow, every star, every planet, every galaxy, you're everything. So as you step into more love, you expand into more of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an opportunity was around 2007 or 8, when I stepped into being all and everything. And it took me 8 hours to get back into my body. I was so expanded. I was everything. And then I also had the opportunity to experience oneness in 51 seconds. And it was different than all and everything. You wouldn't think it would be, but it was.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I am saying this is, you're going to go through things now that you've never gone through before, mm-hmm. that are part of opening up to new gifts. And by the way, you've exceeded where you were in Atlantis and Lemuria. Mm-hmm. That's how wonderfully we've done.
Wow, that's great. I remember you told me that here some time ago, and I was amazed. Yeah, wow. Okay.
And why that matters is the last, since October of last year is when I've really been feeling it. You may have been flat on your back, just can't barely stay awake because a lot of us process through sleeping. But we're receiving energy that is so powerful. We've never, ever received this energy before. And as a master, because that's the ones here to lead the way, and the new children, there's 77 different types of new children that have been coming on the planet since the 1980s.
Really?
Us born before 1980 are ascended masters.
I see.
So us born before 1980 are carbon-based, and those born after 1980 are crystalline. So us carbon-based ones are now becoming crystalline. So you have children and grandchildren that are part of these new children that have been born since 1980, that different than you before 1980.
Okay, that makes sense.
They have no interest in living the way you've been taught. They come a frequency of balance. They're not here and they have no interest in working hard. Mm-hmm. And we have been brainwashed by the wealthy to make the wealthy wealthier faster.
Right.
We're here to work hard and to take pride in working hard. Mm-hmm. And if you're a good worker, you'll work 7 days a week.
Right.
The problem that is, you're not in touch with your gifts. You're not in touch with your dreams. You're not in touch with whether you're feeling good or you're not feeling good. Mm-hmm. Because you're programmed to be an automaton and just go through the motions.
That makes sense.
Achieve accomplishment and what's next. Be more, do more, have more. And it's push, 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 push.
Right.
And done, get it done. The mm-hmm. same with automatic pilot.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to multitask to the point that you're not even enjoying or appreciating what you're doing. Right. It's just faster, get it done faster, yeah. get it faster. That is program. And the last 10 to 12 years, we've been guided to slow way down.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
As we slow down, we take back our power because we're living and being authentic and truthful. We're not an automatic pilot.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing now is to mindfully and consciously choose as much as you can how you're using your energy. Mm-hmm. Because when you pass, you're held accountable for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you want to be sure that you use your energy at least 51% of your day in a loving energy. And every single one of us who came on the planet, we all have the same mission in this life. And that is to love ourselves more in this life than we've loved ourselves in any life.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Boop is saying that dancing is one of those all around world joys that everybody enjoys, even if it's just finger dancing. Right? If you're in a wheelchair, right? You can finger dance. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you want to move your body to the music, whatever music speaks to your heart, and move your body and let it be in that energy. I put on at night, and when I'm taking a nap on YouTube, I put on dolphins swimming in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there swimming with them.
Huh? Wow.
You know, you just want to understand. I'm also going to suggest that everybody consider listening to whale singing. Whales carry some of the highest frequencies on the planet. And when you listen to whale singing, it opens into the octave of the whales. And the whales carry some of the highest frequency on the planet.
Beautiful. Wow.
The whales, the dolphins, the elephants, and the trees.
Hmm.
Oh, that was mouthful.
Thank you. Wow. I'm taking notes. That's great. Thank you.
Try to share what I felt would be most poignant and meaningful to you to want it so you can understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'd like to channel the three Pleiadians that are here and see what it is they want to share.
Wonderful. Do they want lunch or anything or a cup of coffee?
They're all in ocean colors. They're in teals and cobalt blue and light blue, celery green. They're just beautiful as they're standing here. So let me tune in and see what it is they want to say. Our dear family, it's been a wonderful thing to watch the surge of heart light expand on the planet. This last several months, there has been a huge, huge influx and also outreach of love. And we can see the pockets where there is not love, and we can see that those are beginning to be filled with light. We speak to you in your dream state because we have no interest in presenting ourselves to you at a time that you may not be quite ready for. We are a collective. We come from the one consciousness, and we share from the one consciousness. The individuality of each of us is like having a field full of flowers, and they're all different kinds of flowers, but they're all flowers. We come in peace. We come in brotherhood and sisterhood. You are a family, and we cherish each one of you. You may think that because we come from a different planet, or because we are in spaceships, or because they talk about the ETs and all of that. The heart center, Judy has always made it clear that we are star brothers and star sisters. And we like that term. ETs present that somehow we're different than you, and we're outside of you, and we're over here. That was the old idea. Right now, as you put your hands on your heart, we're here with you right now. You are all star brothers and star sisters. And as Judy just explained, you come from all and everything. So you don't have an origin from this planet or that galaxy or this understanding. You represent the molecule and frequency of divinity on a pure level. And there is absolutely nothing diluted in that, except when you are in fear. So we reach our hands and our hearts out to you, and we say to you, take our hands, share our hearts, and let us be there with you. And when you're ready and it feels good to you, tell your higher self, I'm ready to connect on a more tactile level with my star brother and star sister families that are aligned with my sacred heart and my I Am presence. And as you do that, we're right there with you. We whisper in your ear gently. We have no interest in imposing our energy on you. But we sit in the sidelines and we hug you and we send our energy to you. And so if you sit quietly with your hands on your heart and ask to be hugged from your star brothers and star sister family, it's nothing but love. You can actually feel us encompassing you in a group hug. We celebrate today. We celebrate each of you. And we just wanted to remind you that we are here, but we're not different than you. We're having a different experience. But in the heart, we're all the same. We're love. Hey, there's a giraffe here. Jerry the giraffe. Okay. All right. Jerry the giraffe. I come today standing so tall, reminding you to stand tall. Stand in the love and the frequency and the expansion of who you really are. Do not allow other people's unloving energy to define who you are. They can't love you if they can't love themselves. So anybody saying anything to you that is unkind, unloving, harsh, judgmental is how they feel about themselves. It is not about you personally. And so as the giraffe, me, Jerry, with my beautiful long legs, and Judy calls them dancer legs. I like that. dance in the fields, and I love it. But I want you to feel that my heart is here, and I'm this huge, tall neck. I am connected to all and everything. And so raise your neck, stand in your truth, hold your head high, be who you are, and let your feet dance in life. And my feet definitely are bigger than Betty Boop's message. Mm-hmm. Oh, dance in your giraffe feet when you want to be really big. Your Betty Boop feet when you want to dance in the area. But either way, stretch. Allow yourself to be and expand into more of who you are. And be delighted. Be delighted. It's a wonderful feeling to be delighted. And I, as the giraffe, am presenting to you that you're all living like a giraffe on some way, shape, or form. So stretch that neck and be who you are and celebrate it. Okay, here's Mother Mary. Here we go.
Thanks.
There have been many, many things said about me. But know this. I love you, plain and simple. I love you as I love me. I love everything about you. And if you are in this moment engaged in an inner battle with you, I take my healing cloak, sky blue healing cloak, which is gold on the inside and sky blue on the outside, and I wrap it around you and I tie it at the neck, goes down to your feet, and it has a hood. And I wrap my healing cloak on you so that in this moment you can feel divine mother love. You are divine mother, just like you are divine father. You are all and everything. And in this moment, I ask Joseph, my celebrated partner, to encircle you with divine father love. So every part of you feels cherished, and every part of you feels accepted, and every part of you feels the strength. And in this moment, you are home in your heart. One of the gifts that I was gifted to know is in January of 2018, I stepped into my ascended master self as Anna, Mother Mary's mother. So that particular message, I have tears because I can feel that mother heart, and it's so strong. Mm-hmm. And I father. So celebrate that feeling of being totally cherished and loved. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, you are loved. Mm. Okay, here's Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, okay.
Chewing a carrot.
Okay, great.
What's up, Doc? I have to say that, or you won't know it's me. My, my, isn't this a marvelous way to share life by springing with joy into your next experience? That's what I do. I spring into my next experience. I hop, I leap, and I've got quite the jump. But I fortify myself with my carrots, of course. Gives me keen eyesight and fills my body. And I like the color. It's a beautiful color of orange. And I celebrate being Bugs Bunny. It's been a wonderful experience to have all of this energy of being cherished and laughed and enjoying directed in my way. People think that cartoon characters do not exist. That is not true. Anything that is fed energy exists. And one of the gifts that Hilarion, the master of healing, presented to Judy when he asked her to go public 25 years ago was the gift of knowing that he would find a way to keep me amused. And so the last 3 years, I've been having cartoon characters come in. And the wonderful, lighthearted way to share powerful messages. Mm-hmm. And their messages are not what you would normally think they would give you. It's quite refreshing to hear from their perspective what it is they want to share.
Sure.
Here's John Kennedy.
Oh, good.
My fellow family of the world, I thank you for thinking of me on my special day. And my wife Jacqueline is here with me. And we're holding hands. And is there anything that feels so nurturing as holding a loved one's hand? You know, when we're there, we think life is fleeting and we kind of take it for granted. And we think we're there for years. And in the eye, it can be your time to go. So my message today is hold the hands of the ones you love. Let them know you're there. You may not have an agreement. You may have this idea and they have that idea. And you want to meet in the middle. But in the meantime, hold their hands. Let them know they matter to you. Let them know that you really are aware and appreciate them, whether they are friends or colleagues or their neighbors or they are family. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you take the time to be in the moment and appreciate what you have. And look through the eyes of gratitude. Look for the ways that you can expand being grateful for life. That expands your life. That expands your living energy, is expanding in gratitude. And when you look for what's wrong with life and what's wrong with people, which is what you've been taught to do, there's no hope in your heart. Because it's like a balloon that's been deflated. It doesn't feel good. So take the time, instead of judging, to see through that eye that Judy was creating, the eye of truth for you, and choose to see each person on the planet as a golden being of light, because that's who they really are. And I presented this to Judy many years ago, that you're not the beings in the scripts that you wrote, that you're golden beings of light. And each person chooses everything for their life before they're born. And everything is there to benefit you. So take a moment and rejoice in your life. Come from a place of gratitude and know that as you hold hands with somebody or you share in your heart through laughter or you giggle, you're letting them know they matter. And one person acknowledging you in a heartfelt, truthful way fills you in a way nothing else can. So I, as John Kennedy, and my beautiful partner, Jacqueline, we ask you to celebrate and recognize the beautiful gifts of the people that share the life with you. And whether you're meeting in the heart or you're not, whether it feels good or not, at least let them know that they matter. You may not spend time with them if it doesn't feel good to you. but let them know that they matter. That is a great gift you can give any soul for any reason. Light up their eyes by smiling. When you walk down the street, smile to strangers, because they're not strangers. They're your brothers and sisters. Smile when you see the animals. They're here in such wisdom to bring you beyond where you are and to unconditionally and limitedly love you and remind you what that is. Hold hands and be grateful.
Thank you, President Kennedy and Jackie. Happy birthday.
They're holding hands with you.
Oh, that's sweet.
And they're singing, happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. So they're singing happy birthday for every being in the world.
That's beautiful.
How fun is that? And I see a beautiful 12-pointed star. And that's a gift from them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Is there anything that you're being guided that you would like us to discuss or share, Ted?
A lot of people are still having some tough times with the lockdowns, some lockdowns, not everywhere, but some. And what's the best way to cope with that? Stand up in unison, just say no, or rely upon your inner strengths, realize that they don't have power over you, that you have your own strength within you. What would you recommend? Just curious.
First of all, understand that all of those are you.
I see.
Okay. So there again, see, everybody is a golden being of light. That's the first thing. Because when you see somebody as a golden being of light, you help them remember who they really are.
Okay.
And the script that you wrote and you put everybody in there to play their parts has been dissolved 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have no obligations to anybody. But on the top of the planet right now, it looks like everything is a mess and really happening. Is anything that's not loving, that's not beneficial to all of life, is being brought out for everybody to see so that you can make a wiser choice.
I see.
And you are the only person in charge of what you experience, because you're the creator of your life based on the vibration you put yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I'm going to suggest is what I said before, which is put your energy into what you're choosing to live, not the fear of what you're being told you're going to live,
but
actually put your energy into what for you touches your heart, sparkles you inside.
Okay.
Are you living in a forest? Are you living in a houseboat? Are you on a train touring Europe? Mm-hmm. Are you in a balloon over France?
Mm-hmm.
And see all of your loved ones in a big hug. Just see all of you in a big hug. And it doesn't mean that you're ignoring what's going on, but understand that each being chooses what they're going to experience, with whom, and what purpose it's serving before they come in. And on a larger scale, and remember, this is on a bigger picture level.
Right.
I'm assuming that they're all aware of it. But on a bigger picture level, there are no victims and there are no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to people that have passed to the other side, and like I said, I've been doing what I do for over 72 years. I've never once had somebody say, I wish I worked harder. I've never had somebody say, I wish I had lived a different life. they recognize when they go through what's called a scanning machine, which is a big round screen with a blue glass dome. And you look through that before you're born, when you have a near-death experience, and when you pass. And you see every choice you made and where it took you and how it affected the ripple effect of every form of life. Suggesting that you look at, I'm choosing to live a loved-based life. And if you put your energy into what you're grateful for more than what you are angry about, then you raise your vibration. And when you raise your vibration to a certain level, you're not putting out harmful energy. And when you're not putting out harmful energy, you can't attract harmful energy.
I see. Makes sense.
So there are some people who have chosen to go through something excruciatingly painful for society, for the animals, whatever it is. When you realize that the ones that are going through the deepest pain are the oldest souls. And as Jesus said to me one day, you've all done the simple stuff. You can only be a king so much. You can only be a king. You can only be a queen. You can only be a pauper so much. You can only have a life where everything's taken care of for you. You that are the old souls, and that's everybody on the call. We're choosing the large to make a difference on this planet. And the answer for everything you want to know, to answer your question, is inside your own heart. You programmed all the people, places, things, and experiences you would need for this life. You also programmed how you personally would wake up and remember who you are. I'm going to suggest, number one, the more expanded flame. We all came out of the what they call the flame of creation, the violet color. And we all came out of that flame. So the higher frequency of the violet flame is a lilac flame. So if you picture your whole life like at a campfire, in a bonfire of lilac color, anything in that bonfire that you would like to clear. And what it does is it removes anything unloving. What the violet flame does. So when you see the whole world being lilac flamed, or you see the whole world being violet flamed, if you're specifically seeing animals and that's getting your attention, see all animals being violet flamed. If certain countries that are going through lots of turmoil, see the countries being violet flamed. It's one of the most powerful ways that you can use your energy and make a difference. And it's simple. Where, anytime, wherever you are, you can violet flame anything. You can lilac flame anything. And so I would suggest that you put your energy in, first of all, I choose the most benevolent outcome or something even better is unfolding in my life beautifully for me to live my greatest potential through love. Come from that place. Put your energy into what you choose, not what you're afraid of. And that's the greatest gift you can give yourself. I'm tuning and seeing if there's anything else. If you don't know what the solution is, it's the opposite of whatever is hurting you, whatever is harming you, whatever feels painful. Imagine the opposite, whatever that is. Whatever that is. So in a world sense, we each have to choose to stop the battle. And the battle is, we think there's good and bad, right, wrong, up, down, light, dark. In truth, it's all energy. So when you come from neutral, when you come from your center, when you come from, it's not male, it's not female, it's androgynous. When you're born, is androgynous. Any doctor will tell you, you carry male biology and you carry female biology. But in your frequencies, especially fifth dimension, that we're aligning with now, and you're a light being. You're the yin and the yang. You're not one extreme or the other. So as we allow ourselves to expand, and I do want to just quickly share one thing. About 6 months ago, I did a webinar with Carrie Murphy, and my guides came in about 4 days before, and they asked me to look at a wall, uh-huh. and the wall was completely blank, and uh-huh. I didn't respectful. Uh-huh. So I just, thank you. The next day, they showed me a door outlined, an arched doorway in the wall. The next day, they showed me the door open a crack, and under behind it was nothing but golden light. Mm. The day of the webinar, and they said to me that morning, 6 hours before the webinar, they said, Judy, we want you to look at the door. And it was a rainbow doorway. It was every color of the rainbow doorway. And they said, we're going to be offering to every soul on this call, who are all the leaders here to lead the way, they can choose to close the door to third dimension. They can choose to close the door to fourth dimension. Mm. And they can open the door to fifth, sixth, and seventh. Mm. And that is their choice. Mm-hmm. At the end of the call, I offered that. And everybody that was on the call went through the doorway. I also offered it to the I Am Presence of all souls. Every day when I'm tuning in, more souls are walking through that rainbow doorway.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wow, that's great.
Tipping point. Mm-hmm. I'm suggesting to you to give yourself credit as a soul. You have much more wisdom. Mm-hmm. And the leaders came from 300 years in the future to be the leaders. And now we're up to the wisdom of that 300 years that we didn't before.
Wow, beautiful.
And we're collapsing time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were in 95 to 96% pain, suffering, and fear. Wow. As last October, we were in 6 hours a day 2 years before. And as of October of last year, they showed me that we're down now to 4 hours a day. So what that means is we're loving ourselves 79%. And that means that we are only in pain, suffering, and fear if we choose to, and our vibration is where it needs to be, because mm-hmm. we're not in a perfect life. We're here to have adventures. Pain, suffering, and fear 4 hours a day mm-hmm. instead of 95 to 96% of our day. How mm-hmm. beautiful is that?
That is beautiful. Absolutely.
So what I'm hearing, Jesus is saying, hope springs eternal.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So always feel the hope is always here. And as long as that's here, then you're putting your energy into love. Mm-hmm. And as Jesus brings eternal.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very nice. Beautiful. As always. I'm sorry, what, Judy?
How are we doing? Because I want to honor your timing.
Oh, it's fine. No, Don, we've got another 12 hours left. Don said he would be here all night. no, we've got about 10 minutes left. We got about 10 minutes left. So,
is there anything other than what we've already discussed or something that you would like us to put out there to share?
Well, you know, sometimes I get a question like, look, I'm only one person. And what can I do to make the planet a better place and help with the ascension? I know a lot of people get frustrated, including myself. We see what's happening politically here in this country and other countries as well. And I guess a good question to ask is just hang tight, be positive, try to raise the vibrations and consciousness as many people as around you as you can, and know that good things are coming on our way. Would that be a good summary of?
Yes, but also to keep in mind that we've created this story.
True.
This story.
Right.
This is truth. This is a story. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is, especially in the countries that are experiencing war and things like that,
right.
is old energies being released.
True. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The key is for you there again. Those of us that are here to lead the way, our light is so bright mm-hmm. that just breathing, we touch every heart on the planet. Mm. The gift you can give to the planet and to the world is loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the greatest gift you can give is love in any way, shape, or form. And that automatically, as you heal you, that helps every single form of life heal. So I'm going to give you a simple thing you can do. As I said, we've been taught to celebrate everybody else, but we've not been taught to celebrate ourselves.
Right.
You hugging you 8 to 9 times a day is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. Because when you hug you, you heal every single time.
Nice.
Because remember, you're here to love yourself more than you've ever, ever loved yourself in any life.
Okay, that makes sense.
When somebody else hugs you, I've heard the body say, well, that's nice. But when you hug you, you're loving you. That's the greatest gift you can give to the world and beyond yeah. is you, you. And then you help heal the world.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went, ta-da.
Well.
The important thing is, to each day, to try to be kinder and more gentle and tender and more patient and loving with yourself. No more name calling, no more judging and criticizing. And I will share something that I think will help everybody. In the early 1980s, I asked the angels, there was a woman named Rita that was 12 years old going on 13. She was burned in 90% of her body and her face melted.
Wow.
I said to the angels, I said, how do you go through something like that? And they said, you don't. And I said, is this like the womb thing? And they said, yes. And many people don't know this, but when you are pregnant and the fetus is in your womb, the soul body hops. And the soul goes to other planets and teaches classes and goes in this life and this experience and that experience. And the soul comes in and out of the womb at will, but it really comes into the body, the fetus, right before birth and right after birth.
I see.
Soul's leaving all the time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So said to me, so I said, this is like the womb thing, isn't it? And they said, yes. They said, soul chooses before they're born their pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And when that pain threshold has been reached, the soul leaves the body and the body goes through it. The soul does not. So you know that when you hear people say,
oh, I see. Okay. Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah, I was makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in the ceiling and I'm watching the surgery. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That makes sense.
Going through a great deal of pain. Mm-hmm. Have compassion for what they're going through, but don't lower your compassion to pity and presume they're a victim.
I see. Okay. Not that makes sense.
The oldest souls are going to choose the biggest ways to make the biggest difference.
I see. So
compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Have
compassion. Mm-hmm.
So I've shared and I'm seeing Jesus going, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I shared that was on a list.
Uh-huh.
Now zero. I shared it all. So, but my point is, I've tried to take what I would think would be areas that help give you ways and tools to look at something and you can make a choice to love you.
Sure. Right. Okay.
Is the greatest choice you can make, and to see everybody as a golden being of light.
Mm-hmm.
And this politician or that person. And I loved it when I heard she channels Abraham, Esther Hicks. And this was maybe, and I remember when Esther said,
yeah,
politicians are not in the vortex.
Mm.
What I mean is, the more you get wrapped up in the story they want you to be wrapped up in, the less you're living your life. And when you allow yourself to be at peace, no matter what the story and the drama is that's going on out here, because it's a story that's been made up, it's not the truth. You stay in your peace, and that's what creates your future. You love yourself more today and each day, and you create a loving future. That's what your power is in you, in your heart, and how you treat you and how you share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of life gets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just saw Marilyn Monroe take her lips with red lipstick and go. She gives her seal of approval.
Oh, how nice. How nice. I wanted to tell you this story quick. We've got a couple minutes left. I was sitting down in this famous old hotel where Humphrey Bogart, Gregory Peck, Ronald Reagan, Lauren Bacall, all these famous actors and actresses from the 50s and 60s used to frequent. And when I sat down to have lunch and a cup of coffee, who sits next to me but Humphrey Bogart? Starts talking to me. And so I'm going to be doing a show on him soon with the other actors and actresses. It'll be fun. That'll be fun.
How fun.
So
you know, it's wonderful we're able to tap into these beings that we've enjoyed and loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last time I spoke to my mom on the other side, and this has been more than 10 years ago,
uh-huh.
Her and Marilyn Monroe were studying opera together.
Really? How fun. Wow.
My mother show business and my grandmother for 25 years as professional dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was quite wonderful that she would be studying opera.
Fantastic. Just fantastic. She's learning to live life, you know, and not just retiring, which is a dead word, you know, basically. So it's silly. Yeah.
Asking, I'm seeing if there's anybody else. And I'm seeing an empty hallway. So let me tune in and see if there's anybody else.
Okay.
Gregory Peck.
Oh, really? Because he's one of the ones at this old hotel. Right. Okay.
I'd like the public to know that all of the adulation, all of the attending movies that I've made, all of the fans, see, I'm clearing, was a gift that I have cherished. And I have also recognized it was a privilege. We have a responsibility as an entertainer. And I'm not suggesting that we live perfect lives, but you do have a responsibility when you're in the public eye to be respectful of the public. And that's something that I spent most of my adult years doing. And I'm grateful I did, because I still tap into the love I felt from beings appreciating my work and the way in which I shared in their lives.
Nice, nice.
And now it's gone.
Great, great. I think we're getting close here, about 60 seconds or so, or maybe 2 minutes, 1 minute. Well, Judy, it's been so much fun talking to you. And I'll see you again in the next month or two. I can't remember. You'll be on again soon.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for all your words of wisdom. My next guest will be Susie Ward of Matthew Speaks. She'll be bringing in her son to give messages from the other side. And that'll be in an hour and a half on BBS Radio 1. We'll jump back to Radio 1 here. So, and Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show. If you'd like to support us, please go to our BBS website or to outofthisworld1150.com. And Judy, have a beautiful day. Thank you again so much to President Kennedy and Gregory Peck and everyone, Marilyn Monroe and Betty Boop and everyone else.
Don't forget money.
Yep, right. Thank you. Right. Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye, Judy. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye, my friend. Bye-bye.